And 6:06, we have a few clouds about and 17 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of only 38. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A specialty oil pump company expands its operation here in Tulsa. Barretts Weatherford International broke ground on a new research and development lab yesterday. The president and CEO is Kim Allen.
This is the global R&D center for Barretts worldwide. Barretts is about a $1 billion company.
He says the company plans to hire around 30 people as a result of the Tulsa project. Jinx's next school superintendent will be Stacy Butterfield. The Jinx assistant superintendent was elevated to the top spot last night. She will replace Kirby Lehman, who has been the Jinx school superintendent for the past 24 years. President Obama's second term inauguration is less than a week away, and the union ROTC still has about $10,000 to raise to make the trip. They are the only Oklahoma delegation invited to be in the parade. Master Sergeant Dan Snow says they're looking at all options to make this happen.
Plan B, how do we shave some cost here, shave some cost there, because we've committed ourselves to going. We've got non-refundable deposits down for lodging and transportation and that sort of thing.
He says contributions can be dropped off at the school. The group plans on leaving Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. The city of Tulsa is getting a $700,000 fine from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The HUD fines are for not spending block grant dollars in a timely fashion. Rather than paying the money back, it will be subtracted from the next round of grants given to the city by HUD. The flu is still pounding Oklahoma. So far, there have been 3 flu deaths here in Tulsa County, 8 statewide. The health department's Caitlin Snyder says flu shots are available to anyone 6 months or older.
On a walk-in basis, Monday through Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 4, and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 11 at our James O. Goodwin Health Center, which is at 5051 South 129th East Avenue, at our Central Regional Health Center located at 3rd and Utica, and at our new North Regional Health and Wellness Center at 56th Street North in Cincinnati.
All of the flu deaths have been in the eastern part of the state, with over 300 people hospitalized since the 1st of October statewide. One man is dead in a Tulsa house fire. It happened last night in the 1600 block of West Newton. After firefighters got the blaze contained, they found the man dead inside. They believe the fire was started by a heater. Another person was injured but was treated at the scene. The new security entrance at the Tulsa County Courthouse finally opens.
The Denver Avenue entrance includes 2 X-ray metal detector screening stations. The idea is to get people into the building more quickly. The security areas are manned by officers from the Sheriff's Department, Chief Deputy Rick Weidman.
That was the whole idea of this new design on the courthouse. The renovation part was to be able to get people that's needing to get in the courthouse, get them past the security checkpoints in a much more expedient fashion than what we've done into the past.
The north or plaza entrance is now closed until an upgrade's finished. For now, you can only enter the courthouse from the Denver entrance or the 6th Street entrance. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A third victim from last week's quadruple homicide is buried. Services were held yesterday for Julie Jackson in Altmoggy. The 55-year-old Jackson is the oldest of the victims. At this point, no arrests have been made in the case. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and cool. A high today of 38. Tonight, it'll be clear and continued cold, 17 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a gradual warm-up begins and a high of 46. Right now in Tulsa at 610, we have a few clouds and 17 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.